With a vision to rebuild, renew, and restore hearts and homes in the urban community, Urban Life Family Media presents Fruitful Living with Chris and Carol Green. Fruitful Living is the podcast outreach of Urban Life Family Center, an inner healing ministry that has been changing lives in South Central Pennsylvania since September of 2004. For the next few minutes, we're going to bring you into our weekly session from the family prayer room, where you can experience the word that is producing fruitful living.
I've been reading our devotionals, the emails that have been written some years ago. I think this one is like from 2007 into 2008. And I'm going to be reading from the excerpts from the spring devotional. As I was reading it, I felt God stirring in me and Him saying, this is to prepare us for what God is getting ready to do. Spring is coming. And so we're taking a prophetic stance in preparation for what He's about to do in the spring of this ministry. So this has been a wonderful spring season for us. God has paced us along as a new life has slowly and steadily come forth. New trials and challenges are before us, but you must refuse to go back to responding to trials in the same old ways you did in the past. God has proven Himself over and over again. You must not be afraid. You must not despair. You must bless the Lord in spite of what you see and hear. Release the past and take a step toward a new future. I hear someone saying, "Pastor, I tried this before. I'm afraid to try this again." And we know how you feel. We've said the same things. We've tried this before. It's really scary to try this again, but we choose to believe that something is different about this time. I don't know all the reasons why things didn't work out for you the last time or for us the last time. I know a lot of things haven't gone as planned for us, and I know it was because of the mistakes we've made. I know we've messed up. I know the decision of others has also affected our outcome. So you see, we know what you're talking about. It's just that this is a new season. We've been through autumn and winter, and spring is here. And I feel God. When I read this, I could feel Him stirring. And it's not anything that He specifically said, but I know that it is time. Spring is here. We choose to believe that God allowed the setbacks for a higher purpose. And again, you know, God has dealt with me so much about our expectations. You know, we receive a word. We get a picture in our head, and that picture in our head is not always the same thing as what God meant when He said it. So when things don't turn out the way that we expected them, do not blame God. We did not accurately understand what He meant by what He said. Never blame God. He is perfect. We are not. We mistake what He means by what He says. Do not blame God. And so many people have left God because He did not meet their expectations. We are not here for God to meet our expectations. We are here to meet His. We have gotten it backwards. So people, we need to get our minds right. We need to take that perversion out. We need to cast that aside. It's become an idol. Our expectations have become an idol. We need to meet God's expectations. Praise God. We choose to believe that God allowed the setbacks for a higher purpose. Now I'm thankful for losing the building and the first congregation. We're thankful for the autumn and the fallen leaves. We're thankful for the winter and the frozen branches. Now it's spring. New life is all around us. Don't let the past dictate your future. It's time to embrace new opportunities. God is going to totally change the landscape of your life. He's going to break up your routine and shatter your expectations. He has to do it because your goals are too low. God is targeting you to go higher and further than your thinking. Everything that has been a setback is actually a launching point. Like an archer pulling back the arrow back as far as he can on the string of the bow, God is pulling you back. He's pulling you back. I want you to get that picture in your head. God is pulling you back. The sudden and unexpected changes are God pulling you back on the string of the bow. You feel like you're going backwards and things are only getting worse, but it's simply God pulling you back on the string of his mighty bow. He's aiming you and me in the direction he wants us to go. He's aiming us in the direction he wants us to go. God is targeting us for something higher and further than we ever thought possible. So just stop right now. Change the image that you've had in your head. Let go of the idol and receive God's aiming us in the direction that he wants us to go. That God is targeting us for something higher and further than we ever thought possible. Just say, yes, Lord. Just surrender. Surrender your images. Surrender the expectations. Surrender the disappointment that he did not fulfill it the way that you thought he was or that you thought he should. We're here for him. We're here to meet his expectations. Say, yes, Lord. Surrender and say, yes, Lord.
At Urban Life Family Center, we minister in an informal family atmosphere that includes worship, prayer, sharing, and healing, but it's all done in a style and format that uniquely ministers to people in a personal way. From our Sunday prayer and healing sessions to our home church gatherings, everything we do is designed to equip and prepare you to do the work of the ministry. Until next time, remember, God wants to use you to rebuild, restore, and renew hearts and homes in this community. He wants to do it through your fruitful living.